Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Ayin Beis. We are holding on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. I think we're at the words L'sachtis B'diglas, which is at the beginning of the line, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the end of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Alan Lishwas's mother, Goldava Simcha La Shalom. It is also sponsored by Yael and Yosef Gurevich as a zuchus for all of the IDF soldiers fighting for Eretz Yisrael. They should come home safely and accomplish their mission quickly. It is also sponsored by Simi and Moshe Kleinman in memory of Yaakov Alexander Ben Tzvi Yitzchak, whose yahrzeit is today, and Shamash Avin Aliyah, and for Refu Shalema, for Refol Moshe Elimelech Ben Basha, Yishav Refu Shalema, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we were in the middle of discussing yesterday what the borders of Bavel are, what the boundaries of Bavel are, and that was critical to know in terms of the Yichus, because Bavel has this elevated Yichus, even greater than Eretz Yisrael. So that's going to lead the Gemara to discuss, and what are the borders of Bavel with regard to Hilchus Gittin, because there are certain halachos when it comes to bringing a get, Mimedina Sayam, about if a get came from Bavel. Then the Gemara is going to discuss other specific places when it comes to Yichus, and whether they had poor Yichus or strong Yichus in particular places. Then the Gemara is going to explain the pasuk in Daniel that describes a bear with three bones between its teeth, so what that pasuk is trying to convey to us. And then at the end of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to talk about how on the day of Rebbe's death, he started to reveal information about different places in Bavel. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to have Machlokas Amoraim, why Yecheskel cried at Platyahu's death, and the Gemara is going to discuss Yichus of more places, and then we're going to have Machlokas what's going to be with the Mamzerim and the Sinim in the future, and we're also going to have Machlokas whether a Ger is allowed to marry a Mamzeres. So that's all the different topics, a lot of geography, and a lot of just different identifying Yichus of different places. So we're up to Letachtis Bediglas, 8 lines from the end of the page, first one in line, on Daf Ayin Aleph and Beis. So the Tachtis B'Diglas Adhecha. Where does the lengthwise border of Bavel go on the bottom of the Chidekel, meaning the northeastern side, the northeastern boundary, rather? So Amar Rav Shmuel Ad Apamya Tata'a. It goes until the lower Apamya, which itself is not included in Bavel. So Tarti Apamya Havyan, because the Gemara explains there are in fact two Apamyas. Chadi Elisa, one of them is higher up, which is on the south. The Chada Tatyasa, and one of them is lower down, which is further north. Chada Kshera, one of them, the upper one is Kshera. The Chada Psula, and the lower one is Psula. Between Chadul Chada, and the distance between one and the other is Parsa. The Kakapti Adadi, and the people of these two cities that share a name, they have the same name, are so makbid on each other, they so don't get along with each other. Vafilu Nuralo Moshli Adadi. They wouldn't even lend each other a fire, which you don't lose anything when you give somebody a fire. It just extends to the other person. No, they just don't want to do anything kind for the other person. So they certainly don't marry into each other's families. So if one has good yichus and the other has bad yichus, don't worry. You're not going to get. They're not going to get mixed in with each other. V'simenaych, and the simen to know not to make a mistake. Which apamya is pasul and which one is kshera is dupsulta hadmishtaya mishanis. That it's the one that they speak in Meshanese, in the language of the Meshan people, because it's the one that's closer to Meshan. So that's the language that, or the dialect that they speak. So then the Gemara explains the lengthwise gvul of Bavel on the western side. So El Bepras Adhecha. Where does the lengthwise gvul of Bavel on the above the Nahar Pras, meaning of the southwestern side? So Rav Amar Adkra Dutulbakni Ushmol Amar Ad Gishra de Bay Pras. Two different opinions. Shmuel, it sounds like, is adding to the length, because he's saying something that's more south than Akra Dutul Bakni. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ad Ma'avoris de Gizma. That Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the smallest, he's taking away from the length, and he says it's on it's by the Ma'avoris de Gizma, which is north of Akra Dutul Bakni. So it seems that Rav is the middle opinion. Rabbi Yochanan is giving the shortest length. length, and Shmuel is the longest opinion. He's the one that's giving the greatest length to the area. So the Gemara brings another sheet about the Gvulus of Bavel. Layit Abaye Vitim Rav Yosef Adarav. Either Abaye or some say Rav Yosef very strongly criticized Rav. Tosos and Ksubas Tafez and Beis points out that there are certain Amoraim that have certain, that when the Gemara quotes them speaking strongly, it uses a particular Lashon to describe that Amora when he speaks strongly. So the Abaye, it's always Layit. You have sometimes Rabbi Avohu, it's a Megadif Bar Rabbi Avohu. So it doesn't mean that Abaye was going around cursing people in the right. That's the expression the Gemara would use when describing Abaye's very strong disagreement with things. So Abaye very strongly disagreed, and some say Rav Yosef is the one, Adrav, with Rav. And he sort of cursed or very strongly criticized anyone who relies on Rav when it comes to Yichus as far as what the Gvul of Bavel is. Because according to him, Bavel does not extend that far. And therefore, if you're going to rely on the Yichus, that it has good Yichus because it's Bavel, you're relying on too large a location. So it says, Ad Rav Layit, Ad Shmuel Lo Layit. Shmuel had an even longer Bavel. Shmuel had a more expansive definition of that. Why was he only cursing Rav and not Shmuel? So no, it means that he cursed Rav and all the more so Shmuel. Or it could be that no, he was only cursing Rav and not Shmuel. Gishra de Pras, the place that Shmuel had marked off as the southwestern border of Bavel, Letasai Avakai, was really north from Akra to Tulbakni, and Shmuel was really saying less long gvul than Rav was saying. But it happens to be that nowadays the Parsim moved the Gesher, they moved that bridge and they took it from its previous location to where it is now. So that's why we got the misimpression that Shmuel was expanding the border when in fact he was really shrinking it. So because he was speaking in the old terms of where it was, and now we're understanding it based on where it is right now. So now the Gemara explains the border of Bavel from the eastern side of Nahar Pras, and the Gemara explains meaning up until now we explained on the eastern side of Nahar Pras. Now the Gemara is going to explain the border of Bavel on the western side of Nahar Pras. Where is the Gvul of Bavel on the west of Nahar Pras? What are you thinking to even ask such a question? Mishum Biram, is it because you want to be Mevar the Yichus of a place called Biram, which sits on the western bank of the Nahar Pras? You should know Miyachsi de Pumbadisa mi Biram Nasvi. Even the most Miyuchas families in Pumbadisa that are between Pras and Chidekel, they marry people from Biram. So don't worry, the Bnei Biram are Muchsak to have very, very strong Yichus. Okay, so now we've defined all the borders of Bavel, at least when it comes to Yichus. But there is another halacha where it's important to define the borders of Bavel, and that is when it comes to Gittin. The very first Mishnah, Maseches Gittin, tells us that if a person brings a get, mi Medina Siyam, Teretz Yisrael, at the time that he gives over the get, he's supposed to say, Befanai Nichtav, Ubefanai Nechtam, that I saw the get written, and the get was signed, L'shem, this Isha, because they were not Bekiyim in the halacha, that a get has to be brought, has to be written L'shma. But if a person brings a get from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Siyam, you don't have to say that, because in Eretz Yisrael, everyone knew that halacha, so you didn't have to certify that the get was written l'shma. And Rav Shita is that Bavel has the same din of Eretz Yisrael. That's Gittin Davav. Rav says that Bavel has the same din of Eretz Yisrael as far as this halacha is concerned. That if you bring a get from Bavel, you don't need to say b'fani nichtam, b'fani nechtam, because they know full well that it has to be written l'shma. So now the Gemara explains, okay, so where's Bavel as far as Gittin is concerned? Some Rav Papa k'machlokas liuchsin, the same machlokas you have between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan as the lengthwise gvul and the widthwise gvul of Bavel as far as Yichus is concerned, kach machlokas in Gittin. So too, they have the same machlokas. What is the gvul of Bavel for someone who's maybe get, whether he needs to say b'fani nichtav or b'fani nechtam? For Rav Yosef Amar, machlokas liuchsin. No, the machlokas is only when it comes to Yichus. Aval Gittin, divrei kol ad arba tinyan de gishra. According to everybody, it's going to be until the arba tinyan de gishra, the second reed filled swamp that's to the north of the bridge. Amar Rami Bar Abba. So Rami Bar Abba says the place that's called Chavil is Yama Techilta de Bavel is the most magnificent place of Bavel as far as Yichus is concerned. It's the Shpitz Bavel. Why do we call it Yama Techilta? So that's what the Rishonim point out. The Aruch writes that it's a Lashon of Techeles. That just like Techeles is the Muvcheres Shebeglima, it's the highlight, it's the most expensive and the most beautiful part of any garment, is that they would have a stripe, you know, a stripe of tcheles in royal garments. Tcheles wasn't only for the mitzvah, that it's considered the royal blue because it was the color of royalty, is what royalty would include in their garments. So that was like the most chashva part of any chashva garment. So too, this is the most chashva part of this is the most chashva part of Bavel. So that's the assumption. It's the Muvchar Sheba Artzos Bavel. It's the most beautiful, the most elevated in terms of the Yichus of all of the lands of Bavel. So again, so Amram Bar Abba, Chavil Yamad Tchilta de Bavel. Shugya Vaguvya, Tchilta de Chavil Yama. And Shugya and Guvya are the most Miyuchas parts of Chavil Yama. Ravina Amar Av Tzitzora, that even the city of Tzitzora, which is one of the more Miyuchas cities of Chavil Yama. So the Gemara says, Tani Nami Achi, we have a brisa that says that these places are the most miyuchas places. Chanan ben Pinchas Omer, Chavil Yama, this place Chavil Yama, Tchilta de Bavel, is the Tcheles of Bavel. It's the most beautiful, the most miyuchas part of Bavel. Shunya v'guvya v'tzitzora, Tchilta de Chavil Yama, and the neighborhoods of Shunya, Guvya, and Tzitzora are the most Tcheles of Chavil Yama, are the most miyuchas of Chavil Yama. So I'm Rav Papa, but nowadays we don't have the mishpachos in it are not so miyuchas. The kutim got mixed in with them. So the Gemara says, no, velohi, that's not correct that the kutim were mixed in with them. Itzuhu debay minayhu, a certain kuti wanted to marry one of the girls from that place, velo yahavale, and they refused the shidduch. So therefore, he was motzi laz that their mishpachos were all full of kutim because he got upset. So that was his revenge to be motzi laz about them. So you heard the false rumors that there are kutim mixed among them. Not true. There are no kutim mixed among them. Their yichus remains very pure, and it's only on account of the fact that they insisted on maintaining that yichus that you ever heard otherwise. So my Chavil Yama, where is Chavil Yama? Amrav Papa Zo Pras de Bursif. It's found on the river Pras in the city of Bursif, the city of Bursif is found on its riverbank, on its edge. So the Gemara brings Hu Gavra. There was a person that wanted to be miyachis himself in order to be able to get married to a very miyuchas woman. So Damar Lehu, he said to the Chum in Eretz Yisrael, Anam in Shot Mishot. I come from a place called Shot Mishot. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha al Raglo v'Amar. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha stood up and he said, Shot Mishot Beina Naharos Omedes. Shot Mishot is between the two rivers of Paras and Chidekel. The Tosa says, no, it can't be that Beina Naharos means Paras and Chidekel, because that's Pashut and Muskum to everybody, that the place between Paras and Chidekel is the most miyuchas place. It must be between some other rivers, because otherwise there would be no controversy. I mean, the way Rashi understands it, it must be between Paras and Chidekel, because he's trying to be miyachis himself, and he's trying to say that he has the best yichus. But Tos says, no, he's doing too good a job then, because there's no argument whatsoever about the yichus between Paras and Chidekel. So it says, who cares that it's Beina Naharos? Why does that matter? So I'm Rabbi, I'm Rabbi Chan Barukva, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Beina Naharos, Harehi, Kagola, Liuchsin, that between the Naharos is considered like Pumbedisa as far as Yichus is concerned, meaning that their Yichus is very, very strong in such a place. So it says, Marvehecha Kaima, where's the place of Shot Mishot? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mei Dekira Ula El. Shot Mishot is from the south of the Iyidikira, which is on the riverbank of Paras and above. Va'am Rabbi Yochanan, but didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that the Yichus of Bavel goes toward the south is only Ad Ma'abarta de Gizma, only goes until Ma'abarta de Gizma and not any further? But Shot Mishot, since it's south of Iyidikira, which is south of Ma'abarta de Gizma, turns out it's beyond the Gvulos of where the strong Yichus of Bavel goes. So Rabbi says, you're right, the Gvul of Bavel is only until Ma'abarta de Gizma, but Ritzua Nafka. But there's a strip of land that goes beyond the southern border and goes all the way until Shot Mishot, and that strip of land is also considered like Bavel with regard to Yichus, meaning it doesn't square off perfectly when you're defining where the Yichus goes until. That there is one strip of land where there's a neighborhood that's a very Miyuchas neighborhood that goes, that stretches out beyond that point. So the Gemara explains the Yichus of the Bnei Chalzon and the Havnat. So Amrav Ikabar Oven, Amrav Chananel, Amrav. Chalzon, which is a certain place of the river Chalzon, and the Havnach, Harehi Kegola. So the place that's called Nehavnach is like Pumbedisa Liuchsin, as far as Yichus is concerned. Amla Abai Lotatzisule, do not accept that which Rav Ika is saying, because he's only saying that because Yavami he dinaf lehasan. He has a Yavama that he has to marry from there, and he wants to do Yibum, so he wants to justify that she's such a Miyuchas, so he's saying that the place where she's from is such a Miyuchas stick of place. So that's the Rishonim struggle with a little bit, really. That's what we're assuming, that he's going to lie about the Yichus of the place because of his own self-interest. The Beis Yehuda explains that no, he's not lying, but the Gemara said on Ayin Amud Beis that a Talmud Chacham that's Mora Halacha L'Maisa Bishas Maisa Ein Shomen Lo, meaning if he's saying something that sounds like it's to his benefit and he's first saying it when it comes up, when it first when the issue first comes up, so then Ein Shomen Lo, then we always have to be Choshesh that he's no Geya B'davar. But if it's something that he's been saying for years and then later on it comes up in his life, then we trust him because he was saying it way before it ever mattered to him. So he happens to just be saying this right now that he has Yavama there, he happens to be saying that she's a Miuchases. Samle Ravika said, Habai Atu Didihi, you think I said this on my own, that you're going to be Choshe that I'm saying this for my own self-interest? Rav Chananel, this is a tradition from Rav Chananel. So Azil Shailu al Rav Chananel, they went and they asked Rav Chananel whether it's true. Amlu Achi Amrav Chalzon Havnach Hare Kegol Liyuchsin Chalzon Havnach is in fact like Pumbedisa when it comes to Yichus is concerned. So Itaka did say it. So the Gemara brings Upligad Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, and Rav who's Miyachis the Bnei Chalzon and Nehavad, it disagrees with Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, because the Amr Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana might Tichsiv, what does the pasuk mean in Melachim Beis when it describes Vayinachim Bechalach Vechaver Nahar Gozon Va'ari Madai? So Chalach Chalzon, Chavor ze Hadyav, Nahar Gozan zu Ginzak, Are Madai zu Chamadon v'Chavor Seha. So he identifies what each location is. V'Armilan, some say zu Nahavnach v'Chavor Seha. So my Chavor Seha, what are the cities that are near Nahavnach? Amr Shmuel, Krach, it's a place that they have cities of Mushki, Chuski, Varumki. And on those places that the Asaras HaShvatim went into Galus, Amr Rabbi Yochanan v'Kulam Lifsal, all of them are Psulim, because the Ovdik Chavim, they married their daughters of the Aseres HaShvatim, and the children are all Psulim, and therefore, according to Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, that they were Gola to Chalzon, and according to the Yesh Omer, that they were Gola also to Nehavnad, those are places of terrible Yichus. Because if that's where the Aseres HaShvatim went into Golos, and we assume wherever the Aseres HaShvatim went into Golos, there was intermarriage going on over there, so that's terrible. So we assume that the Yichus of such places is terrible. So Shmuel said that one of the Chavroseha of one of the neighboring areas is Mushki. So Rabbi Yochanan says that that's possible. So Kasalka Daitach, the Gemara initially thought Mushki, Hainu Mushkini, that Mushki and Mushkini are the same place. So the Gemara asks, Vam Rabbi Chia Bar Avin Amar Shmuel, Mushkini Arei Kegola Liyuchsin, but didn't we say the Mushkini is like Pumbedisa as far as Yichus? So how could Shmuel count it among the possible places? So Ela Mushki Luchud, Mushkini Luchud. No, they're two different places. One is Mushki, one is Mushkini. Okay, so now once we mentioned Chalzon and Hadyav, so the Gemara explains the pasuk in Daniel that talks about these places. Daniel saw a certain vision of four chayos, and these four chayos are a remez to the four malchios that rule and that ultimately will rule the world. The second malchus that he saw in his dream looked like a bear. So Daniel described utlas ilin bipume bein shine, he had these three ribs that were in his teeth, in his mouth, between his teeth. So the Gemara's question is going to be, well, bipume sounds like it was inside the mouth. Bein Shine implies that it was between the teeth that were protruding outside of the mouth. So the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, these three ribs represent Zolchalzon, Hadyav, Unetzivin, Shepa'amim, Polatan, Upamim, Polatan. Sometimes the Malchus Paras will absorb it in its mouth, meaning will rule over it, and sometimes the Malchus Paras will expel it, that they're gonna rebel against them, and they're not going to be able to rule over them. So the Gemara says, which Malchus is the Pasuk talking about? It says in the beginning of the Pasuk, that there was another second chaya that looked like a dove. The Tanya of Yosef Elu Parsiim. That's a reference to the Parsiim that are nimshal to a dove. Sha'ochlin v'shosin kadov. They eat and they drink like a dove. Umasurbolin kadov, and they're very fat like a dove. Umagadlin seir kadov, and they're hairy like a dove. Ve'ena menucha kadov, and they have no menucha, like a bear that it's always stomping around. Rabbi Ami Kiavachazi Parsa Durachiv Amar Hainu Duba Naida. When he would see a Parsi person riding, he would say that's a moving dove, meaning it doesn't have any menucha like a dove, that he's always moving around. He does not unable to stand and in one place. He never has any menucha. He never has any rest in his life. So the Gemara continues to be on the mashal of different umos with different animals. So Amarli Rabbi Levi. Rebbe, who knew how to give him mashalos and make comparisons, so Rebbe said to Levi, "Hareini parsiim, you showed me the mashal of the parsiim. So I'm like, show me through a mashal who are the parsiim doma to. Not that you have shown me. Show me through a mashal who are the parsiim doma to. So I'm like, domim lechayalos shel beis David. In their gvura, they're as strong as the chayalos shel beis David. So he says, Hareini chabarin, show me." Who are the chabarin similar to? So he said, "Domin the malachi chavala." They're like malachi chavala. So he said, "Hareini yishmeelim." Who are the yishmeelim similar to? So he said, "Domin l'siirin shel beis akise." They are similar to the shadim of the beis akise. In their black garments, they look like the shadim that frequent the beis akise. "Hareini tamid cham shem bavel." Show me through a mashal. Describe to me through a mashal who the tamid cham in bavel are similar to. So he said, "Domim la malachi asharis." They're similar to the malachi asharis. That the malachi asharis, it says about them, the ish levush badim. The Gemara and Shabbos says on Rabbi Yehuda that he was misatef and he was yoshev besadinim amatziyotzin and he was domim la malachi Hashem tzvakos. The Gemara and Maseches Nedarim says that man malachi asharis rabbanan. That the reason they're called the rabbanan are called malachi asharis is that they stand out in their beautiful clothing, like Malachi Asharis, meaning over here he's describing their outer appearance. So he's saying the outer appearance of Yishmaelim is the same outer appearance as the Shadim of the Beis HaKisei, and the outer appearance of the Tamid Chum and Bavel, apparently they would wear white and they would wrap themselves from head to toe in beautiful white garments, so it was similar to Malachi Asharis that presented themselves in a very pristine and pure kind of way. When Rebbe was dying, so he was just saying things that were forms of nevuah. So Amar, he said, "Omani ika b'Bavel," that there's a place of mani in Bavel. Kula amonaihu, all the people there are amonim. Maskari ika b'Bavel, kula demamzerihi. There's a place called Maskari in Bavel. Everyone that lives there is mamzerin. Birka ika b'Bavel, there's a place Birka in Bavel. Shnei achim yesh machliv nashum shem zelazet, and there are two brothers there that switch their wife swap with each other. Birta Desamya Ika Babavel, Desatya rather Ika Babavel. There's a place called Birta Desatya in Babel. Hayom Saru Meachre Amakom. The people who live there have turned away from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Akve Pira Bekavri B'Shabata, and the place where the fish come from over there is floating with fish on Shabbos. Va'azel V'tzadu B'Shabata, and they go and they trap the fish on Shabbos. Vishamtinu Rabbi Achib Rabbi Yoshia Vishtamud. And therefore Rabbi Achib Rabbi Yoshia put them in the Cherim, and they were Mishtamid, and they therefore veered from the path. They were so turned off. Another thing Rabbi said in his Nevuos that he was saying on the day that he died, Akra Da'agma Ika B'Bavel, there's a place place, Akvada Agam in Bavel, Adabar Ava Yeshba. There's a fellow there by the name of Ada of Adabar Ava, Hayom Yoshev Bechekel Shal Avram. And he's sitting in the lap, so to speak, of Avram Avinu, meaning today he was Nichnas Bebriso Shal Avram Avinu. So according to that, I mean, we're talking about Rav Adabar Ava, who lived for a very long time, from the time that Rebbe died, because the Rebbe was saying that on the day of his death, Rebbe was saying that Rav Adabar Ava is having his bris milah today. And he lived until the Doros Achronim in the days of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. That's what Rashi points out. And then he quotes Yesh Omrim, that on the day that Rav Adah died, it was the day that Rav Adah died. It was not the day that he was, meaning when we say he was Bechek Shal Avram Avinu, not the day he was getting his bris milah. It was the day that he died. So it's not the same Rav Adabar Ava that's mentioned in the Gemara, because the Rav Adabar Ava that's mentioned in the Gemara did not die on the same day Rebbe died. He lived much, much later. Tosos, and in a couple of places here in Masechet Tainus, writes that there are two Rav Adabar Avas. One of them that we speak about over here, who was a chaver to Rav and Shmuel, where the second one was a Talmud of Rava and was born on the day of Rav Yehuda's death, who was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. So anyway, so Hayom Nolad Rav Yehuda beBavel. Rabbi then concluded and said, today Rav Yehuda was born in Bavel. Tamar Mar, Kishemes Rabbi Akiva Nolad Rabbi. When Rabbi Akiva died, Rabbi was born. Kishemes Rabbi Nolad Rav Yehuda. When Rabbi died, Rav Yehuda was born. Kishemes Rav Yehuda Nolad Rava. When Rav Yehuda died, Rava was born. Kishemes Rava Nolad Ravashi. And when Rava died, Ravashi was born. And this teaches you, Shein Tzadik Nuftam in Olam, Achinivrat Tzadik Kamoso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of Klal Yisrael. If a tzaddik leaves the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is implanting a new tzaddik's neshama into the world. Shenemar v'zorach HaShemesh uva HaShemesh. That before the setting of the sun, before the patira of a tzaddik, the sun is already shining, meaning the next tzaddik is already here. Ad shelo kafsa shem shel shel Eli, zorach shem shel shel Shmuel haramasi. Before Eli's sun set, meaning before Eli's life was over, Shmuel was already in the picture. Shmuel haramasi, because he's from the city of Ramah Shenemar, because the pasuk says that the ner elukim terem yichbe ushmol shochev, that Shmuel was shochev beheichal Hashem where the aron elukim was. Tziva Hashem liyakov tzivav tzarav. The pasuk says in Eicha that tziva Hashem liyakov tzivav tzarav. Rav Yehuda Amar, the pasuk means that Hashem commanded Ammon and Moab, who were in the neighboring Eretz Yisrael and were besieging them more than the other, causing them trouble rather more than the other umos were, that even in Galus they're going to live in their neighborhoods and they're going to cause trouble. Kigon Homanya lupum nahara, like the Homanya, which the people there are Ammoni people that Sancheriv took to Bavel, and he set them up right near the Jewish people in Pumnahara of Bavel, and they continue to cause trouble. So the same people that caused us trouble in the past when we lived in different parts of the world are now going to continue to cause us trouble in other parts of the world. So now the Gemara brings a machlokes about a pasuk in Yecheskel. Vayihi Vayiki Navi Platyo ben Benayahu Mace, the Apol Alpanai, the Eza Kol Gadol, the Omar Aha Hashem. So Rav Shmuel, there's machlokas on what Yecheskel is crying out. Chad Omar Latova, that he was crying out Latova, that Yecheskel was in pain about the death of Platyo, who was knowing Betzidkus, the Chad Omar Lara. And the other one says he was crying out because, you know, Platyo was terrible, and he died in Misa Yafa, even though he was such a Rasha. So he was crying about something. Either he was crying because a righteous man, a tzaddik, had died, or he was crying because a very unrighteous man had died too good a death for what such an unrighteous person should have experienced. So Mandi Amar Latova, the one that says that the crying out was Latova because Platyahu acted with tzidkus and he died. So Kiha di istandura demishan chasne d'mechanetzer hava, because we find that istandura demishan was the son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar, Shalach Lei, and he sent to say to his father-in-law, Mikulei Hashavya Da'etislach, from all of the captives that I brought for you, Lo Shedart L'Andukai L'Kaman, you didn't send me anything, any portion of them that are going to work for me. So Nebuchadnezzar wanted to send him a Mi Yisrael, from the captive, the Jewish captives that he had working for him as a vadim. So Amr Amalei Platyahu ben Benayahu. So Platyahu ben Benayahu said to Nebuchadnezzar, Anand Chashvina Neku Mikamach Hacha. We are the Chashuvim. We should stay in front of you over here. Va'avdin, whereas our Avadim that you capture together with us that are not Chashuvim, Nezul Hasam, they should go to your son in law and Mishan. So Nebuchadnezzar listened to him and he sent the Avadim of the Jewish people to Mishan, but not the Jewish people themselves. Va'amar Navi, so Yecheskel Navi is saying, Misha Satova b'Yisrael, someone who did such a good thing for the Jewish people and he saved the Bnei Agola from being Avadim to Avadim, Yomus Pechatzi Yamav, meaning if we were destined to be Avadim, let us at least be Avadim to the king himself, rather than Avadim to the Avadim. So such a person would die Bechatzi Yamav, Ay Nebuch, that he died Bechatzi Yamav, that he died at such a tragically young age, he did such a good thing for Klal Yisrael, he did such a good thing for the Jewish people. Mandyamar Lura'a, but the one that says that Yechezkel is crying out because he was a terrible person, he learns it to chsiv because the pasuk says, Vatavo si el shar beis Hashem akadmoni, hapone kadima, vine bepesach hashar esrim l'chamisha ish, that bring me to the shar of the beis Hashem that's on the eastern side, and at the pesach of the shar are 25 people, the erib esocham es yaaznaya ben uzar ve es platyahu ben Benayahu sorei am. So you see, Platyahu ben Benayahu was among those 25 people. And what do we know about them? Uksiv ayavo si el chatzar beis Hashem apnimis v'inei pesach echal Hashem ben ulam v'nevzvei chesm v'chamisha ish achoreim el echal Hashem ufneim kedma. They turned their back on the echal Hashem. So mashmash neimar ufneim kedma. If you tell me that they're facing east, eni yodesh achoreim klapei marav, don't I realize that obviously their back is toward the west and their back is toward the echal Hashem? Matam lomar achoreim el echal Hashem. Why does it add achoreim el echal Hashem? Not just that they turned their back on the Echel Hashem, they were megala their backsides in a bizarre kind of way. Umatrizin atzmam klape maila, and they were defecating in the direction of the Shechina. V'kamer Navi, and Platyo was among them. The Navi Yecheskel says, Mishas hara zos b'Yisrael yomus al mitaso. Someone who did such a terrible thing should be zoche to die al mitaso. He should have had a much more terrible end. So that's why he was. That's the sheet that he was terrible. So this machlokes Rav and Shmuel, we never said who says what. We just said that the mandi yomar that it was tova, mandi yomar that it was ra'a. So tistayim the Shmuel damar l'ra'a. It's most mistaber that Shmuel is the one that had a negative view of Platyahu, because Nebuchadnezzar sent the Avdei Yisrael to Mishan, and he's not the one that said that he sent the Avdei Yisrael to Mishan rather than the Jews themselves. Mushkini Harei Kegola, that the city of Mushkini is kosher like Pumbedisa Liyuchsim, as far as Yuchs is concerned. And Mishon Lo Chashula, the city of Mishon, you don't have to be Choshish, Lo Mishon Avdus, Lo Mishon Mamzerus, El Kaim Sheba. You don't have to worry about Avdus or Mamzerus. You just have to know that the Kohanim in that city weren't so makbid not marrying Grushos, and therefore there are a lot of Chalolim, there are a lot of Psulei Kuhuna over there. So from the fact that Shmuel was not worried about Avdus in the city of Mishon shows that he holds that the Avdei Yisrael were never sent to Mishon by Nebuchadnezzar. So according to Shmuel, it must be that the Navi is crying out L'ra'a, because if the Navi Yecheskel is crying out L'tova, the Tova would have been that the Avadim were sent to Mishon, and therefore Mishon would be full of Avadim. So from the fact that Shmuel doesn't think that there's any Chashash Avadim in Mishon, it must be that he holds that the Avadim were never, the Avdei Yisrael were never sent there, and therefore Platyahu was terrible. So says Shmuel Amar Letova. Maybe Shmuel is the one that was crying out Letova, and the Zuchus of Platyahu, in his Zuchus, all the Avadim were sent to Mishon, rather than the Yisraelim themselves, rather than the Jewish people themselves. Ushmuel, and Shmuel says you don't have to worry about Avdus and Mishon. He doesn't mean that there weren't any Avadim. It's Shmuel the Tamei. Tamar Mafkir Avdu Yatzal Cheir. Shmuel says that if a person is Mafkir is Eved, the Eved goes free. Ve'inotzar get Shichur, and you don't need to get Shichur to be Matirim to marry a Bas Yisrael. Shenemar, because the pasuk says Barin Karban Pesach Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef. It says a Maltal So Oz Yochalbo. Then you give him a Mila, and he can eat from the Korban Pesach. So it doesn't mean Eved Ish, as opposed to Eved Ish below Eved Isha. Well, you think that's what it means? An Eved that's owned by a man, not an Eved that's owned by a woman. An Eved that's owned by a woman is also an Eved. Ela Eved Shiish Lo Rishus L'Rabo Lav Kari Eved. No, only when the Eved is still does the master only still being meshabed him for malacha is he still called an Eved. But Eved She'ein L'Rabo Rishus Lav Ein Kari Eved. But as soon as the master relinquishes any Rishus over that Eved, now he's a Meshuchrar. Now he has Dino Ki Yisrael. He has the same din as a Jew. So those Avadim that were sent to Mishon, since they were stolen from their Jewish owners by Nebuchadnezzar, and the owners gave up hope of ever retrieving them, and they were mafkir them, they became Jewish. They became like an Eved Meshuchrar who's Dino Ki Yisrael. And that's why Shmuel says you don't have to worry about Avdus in this place of Mishon because it was the Avadim that were sent there. But once the Avadim were sent there, they became regular Jewish people. So the Gemara explains other places as far as Yichus is concerned. We mentioned on Daf Samach Ches Amud Aleph in the Mishnah that the Psulim that went from Bavel with Ezra, we mentioned all the different Psulim, and the Gemara explained that we said Olumi Bavel to tell me that Ezra made Bavel a Nikia from all the Psulim. But other Aratzos are still mixed in with all sorts of Psulim, and you have to worry about that. So I'm Rabbi Yomar Shmuel, Zo, this Mishnah that we said, that Bavel is Naki from all the Psulim, but not other places, Divrei Rav Meir, reflects the sheet of Rav Meir. Avuchamram Kol Aratzos B'cheskos K'sher Shem Amdos, that all places are considered to be B'cheskos Kasher. So Amemar Sharle L'Ravun Barnasan Limits of Itza Mechaz Yasa, that he allowed Ravun Barnasan to marry a woman from Mechaz Yasa. So even though Mechuza is not within the Gvulim of Bavel that we spoke about as far as Yichus is concerned, he still said it's okay to marry someone from there. Samle Ravashi, Ravashi said to Amir, why are you allowing him to marry someone from there? Tamar Vidyom Shmuel Zudiv Rav Meir Avcham Mam Kalarot Saying Omdos, is it because you're relying on the sheet of the Chachamim that everywhere is B'cheskas Kasher, and it's not only like our Mishnah said that only Bavel was cleansed from the Psulim, Vaha Be Rav Kahana L'Masni Achi, but in the Beis Medrash of Rav Kahana they didn't say that in the name of Shmuel, Ube Rav Papa L'Masni Achi, and Rav Papa's Beis Medrash they don't say that in the name of Shmuel, Ube Rav Zvid L'Masni Achi, and in the Beis Medrash of Rav Zvid they don't say that in the name of Shmuel, rather they say in the name of Shmuel like Rav Yehuda said in his name that all Aratzos are Isa L'Eretz Yisrael, meaning that all Aratzos have Psulim mixed in and are not Miuchasos. So Afilu Achi Lo Kibla Mine. Still, a Memer did not accept from Ravashi to be Choshish for Psulim and other Aratzos. Mishum Deshmiel Leimer Rav Zvid Dinarda, because he heard from Rav Zvid Dinarda that Shmuel holds like that according to Shmuel the Mishnah follows only Shitas from Meir, but that the Chum hold all Aratzos from Miuchasim, and therefore he was perfectly comfortable relying on the idea that all Aratzos are in fact Miuchasim. So now the Gemara brings the Machlokas. What's the din of Mamzerim and Nesinim? What's going to be with the Mamzerim and Nesinim La Asad Lavo? So Tanu Rabban, we have a Braisa. Mamzerim and Nesini Tahorim La Asad Lavo. They're going to be tar l'asad lavo. They're going to be mutar lavo b'kahal li'asad lavo. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rav Meir Omer ain't tahorim. No, they're not going to be tahorim. Omer la Rabbi Yosi v'lo kfar nemar. But wait, the pasuk says in the Navi Yecheskel Perek Lam Revav about the Gula Asida, it says v'zarakti aleichem mayim tahorim u'tahartem, that you're going to become tar. So it sounds like all the psulim are going to become tar. So Omer la Rav Meir says back to Rabbi Yosi, kishu Omer, when the pasuk goes on to say mikol tumoseichem umikol giluleichem, that the pasuk is telling us, yeah, what are we going to be tar from? Tumas haguf, tumas avodazara, but vlomen amamzeros, but not from psula yichus. That's not included in the tara process. So Rabbi Yossi said back to our mayor, that Kishu Omer Atar Reschem, when it says in addition to that another phrase of Atar Reschem Haviyom Rafman Mamzerus, it must mean that there's going to be Tara from Mamzerus as well. There's Machlokas Rishonim, how to understand this Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rav Meir. The Ramban and the Ritva say that they argue about Mamzer Vadai, people that we know for sure to be Mamzerim that were not mixed in where we didn't lose them, but Mamzerim that were nitmu and that were already mixed in, they're already right now they're tahar because no one could ever be made about their psulim and the mishpacha shenitma nitma, it's already over. We already let that go. Whereas the Rush and the Ran understand that the machlokas is about mamzerim that were mixed in and that we don't know about, but mamzerim that we do know about are going to be asr lasa lava every much as they are asr right now. There's no reason to assume they'll be less asr lasa lava. So it says Mar Bishlam and the Rav Meir, I understand very well according to Rav Meir that mamzerim will not be tar lasa lava. Haynu d'chsiv, that's why it says about the gula asida in the Navi Zechariah v'yashav mamzer ba'ashdod that lasid the mamzerim are going to be separated and they're going to be living on their own in a place called Ashdod. El Rav Yossi, might be Yashu Mamzer Ba'ashdod, but according to Rav Yossi, that the Mamzerim are going to be Tahor and Lasid Lavo. Why is there a special location where they're going to be banished to this place called Ashdod, and they're going to be on their own in such a place? So the Gemara answers that according to Rav Yossi, the word Mamzer does not mean what you think it means in that Nevuah of Zechariah. K'dematargem Rav Yosef. It's the way Rav Yosef was Metargem that Pasuk. Of course, we know Rav Yosef was a Baki in Targum. In the Targum Nevi'im that Yonasan ben Aziel was Metargim because Rav Yosef was blind, so he was not able to say the Pesukim. He's not supposed to say Pesukim Balpeh, so he learned the Targum of all the Pesukim. So with the Targum is Yasvun Beis Yisrael L'rochetzan Bar Ahum, that the Beis Yisrael is going to be secure in their land. And when it says Mamzer, it means Davudamu Ba L'nuchra'im. They're going to be nitra and bothered and thrown away like a mamzer, meaning that Am Yisrael that are going to be menuchrim from their land who are right now menuchrim from their land ultimately are going to sit securely in their land kashdod, which is part of Eretz Yisrael, meaning that when we refer to them as mamzerim, we're saying the people right now that are thrown all over the place and don't have a place to go are going to sit securely in their land. We pass on like Rabbi Yossi that mamzerim are going to be tar lasadavo. Am Rabbi Yossi, if he loved Am Rabbi Yom Shmuel, halach Rabbi Yossi, havas elio mapit minan tzavarni tzavarni kolarin. Had it not been that Shmuel said that halach lasak Rabbi Yossi, elio would come lasadavo and he would take groups of psulim mamzerus that have already mixed from within us. So Baruch Hashem, we say that the mamzerim are going to be tahorim and we're not going to have to cut off segments of klal Israel. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Tanur Rabbanan at the bottom. Oh, yeah.